3, 2, 1. Welcome. This is Andrew.
This is Kathleen.
And tonight's podcast, the music just stops abruptly, has an interesting topic, and can you guess what it is from that song?
Song? I thought that was from a show.
It was. What show was it?
Fantasy Island.
And what's the first thing that happens at Fantasy Island?
I don't remember.
What's the guy yell?
Oh. Boss? Oh, DeBlaine.
And what's his name?
Tattoo.
There we go. Tattoo is the topic of the show tonight. I thought that would bring us right around to it. Not the small guy. Boss? Is that what he says? I don't know. Not the small guy from Fantasy Island, but little person from Fantasy Island. But tattoos in general, just because you wrote about it on your weblog today, and I thought I could have a lot of fun talking to you about tattoos.
I'm going to have to start coming up with better blogs if we're going to talk about my blogs.
Well, we didn't. Last week, we just kind of talked about how things were going in life. This will be much more interesting because we're going to have a podcast titled Tattoo, and people are going to listen to it and go, that's not what I expected.
Forgive me, people.
So tell us what your opinion is again. This is kind of an opinion piece you wrote.
I don't like tattoos.
You don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just you don't like it.
I don't like that. Well, most of them so I've seen are like covering the entire body or the entire arm or something. And to me, it looks gross.
So a little tattoo would be better?
Well, yeah. I mean, just like a little thing on maybe on your shoulder
or
something.
So you want a little tattoo on your shoulder?
No, I don't want a tattoo. But I don't like them at all. I don't see any reason to put them on your body and go through all that pain.
Well, a lot of people do it as like a to remember something specific, either when they lose someone or when they have a particular accomplishment or something in life, they get that tattoo and then that reminds them and they remember the pain in particular.
I don't need a tattoo to remind me of something.
Okay, just say that's why some people do it. If you were to ever get a tattoo, which you're never going to get.
That's right.
What kind of tattoo would you get?
Haven't a clue. Although knowing me, a bear maybe.
A bear on your ankle, I'm imagining.
I ain't telling you where.
Okay.
No. No.
moving on from that topic, I was thinking of getting like a Mike Tyson tattoo on my face.
See, that's it. I hate it when people put on their face or these stupid skulls. I mean, come on, it's gross. It makes me scared of the person. And
nobody ever said you were opinionated, did they?
Oh, you know I'm opinionated.
I do.
I mean, I imagine these people are really nice people, but when I see these tattoos, I want to run in the opposite direction.
You ever see the guy with the puzzle tattoos?
No.
His whole body looks like a puzzle.
No.
He's an interesting character. But
I mean, if they're anything like bikers, I've learned a lot about bikers. They're really nice people.
They can be.
Well, the ones that I know. So I would imagine people with tattoos.
It doesn't really mean that they're not nice people or anything. It's just kind of grosses you out.
It does. It really
does. So you'd
really
rather
does.
Have a nose ring.
Ew, no. That's just stupid.
What about the stud in the tongue?
No.
That's just kind of
weird.
Listen,
I don't even wear my earrings because my ears get infected. Why would I pierce any other part of my body?
I don't know. So that was fun.
Yeah, now imagine all these people that are going to post on my podcast or something.
See, you know,
and
we're
me,
saying,
oh.
Do whatever you like. What
oh,
you
no,
like
I don't care.
Nice.
The people could do whatever they want to do.
But, you were going to abstain from the tattooing. Tattooery.
Yes.
Is that the right word? Tattooery?
I personally do not like it. They want to do it, they can do it. I'm just saying.
Even if I got your name, like, tattooed on my arm?
I really would appreciate it if you got a tattoo. You could show your love
you,
in so many other ways.
You know why I won't get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, you'll faint.
Yeah, I don't like pain. So that's not going
to
happen.
So I don't have to worry about it with you.
So I think that pretty much covers it. That's a long, rambling conversation about our opinions on tattoos.
Sorry. So. I mean, I know I don't have any objections to people getting them.
Now, what about
just
Fantasy Island? What was your opinion on that show? Because I'd never seen it.
I used to watch it, but I don't remember. People went on there.
Wasn't that like
had
a love boat?
No, they like, well, they had their fantasies, and somehow the island allowed the fantasies to come true.
It's like Lost.
And the Lost is so much better.
It had Ricardo Montalban on it. Lost did not have Ricardo Montalban. that good or bad.
Oh, man.
He was Khan in Star Trek. It was awesome.
Oh, man.
He was also in Spy Kids, wasn't he?
I know, the second one.
That was a good role for him, too. Okay, the only thing that would make it better is if it had Engelbert Humperdinck. Because those are the two names that are the most fun to pronounce. Ricardo Montalban and Engelbert Humperdinck.
Good night, people.
Good night, all. Oh, wait, is he going to say it? Wait, you get a minute? Who's Peter Lawford?
I don't know, he's not going to say it.
He's not going to say it.
Seriously, these people don't want to wait.
They want to hear him say that. Well, I guess you'll have to watch.
But they're going through all the
YouTube.
What do you call the thingies?
Oh, here you go.
Oh, here he comes. Oh, brother.
All right, this is great. You can watch everything on YouTube. Did you know that?
Our guests are arriving on time. To the second.
They always do. And you always act like it's a miracle.
My dear Tattoo.
Okay, moving on from that. Everybody have a great night.
Night.